Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey! If you've listened to this show long enough, then you know that the town of Odyssey has a very unusual past. Some pleasant and some not so pleasant. Well, in today's adventure, Connie, Eugene, and Lucy are going to face what seems to be some of the not so pleasant kind. Find out what it is when our adventure in Odyssey begins right after this. It's the start of another typical day at Wits' End. Connie's behind the counter waiting for some customers. And there's one now.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Lucy. Looks like you're our first customer today. What can I get for you?
A glass of lemonade sounds nice.
Okay, one lemonade coming right up. Hey, help yourself to some cherries. We got a big shipment of them in yesterday.
No, thanks. Is Mr. Whitaker around?
Yeah, he's in the workshop with Eugene. They've been kind of busy lately. Here you go.
Thank you. What do you mean, busy?
Well, Whit went to Connellsville at the beginning of the week, and he's been on the phone a lot ever since. When I came in this morning, he and Eugene were already here working on some plans.
What kind of plans?
I don't know.
Aren't you curious?
Of course I'm curious, but I've learned my lesson when it comes to sticking my nose where it doesn't belong. If Whit wants me to know about it, he'll tell me.
That's very mature, Connie.
Yeah, and it's also about to kill me. Look, if you need to talk to Whit, I can go into the workshop and get him.
That's okay, Connie. I don't need to talk to him. Actually, I just came in here to return his tape recorder. Mr. Whitaker loaned it to me last week. He said he wanted me to do some news stories on it for kids' radio.
Really? That sounds great.
Yeah, I thought so too, at first. I just can't seem to get anything going on it. I think I need to stick to newspapers.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Lucy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi.
Eugene.
Lucille?
Well, it's about time you two came out for air.
Well, we may have come out, but we can't stay.
Not again.
Oh, I'm afraid so. You see, Eugene has to check on some equipment for me, and I have to go up to Forest Mountain.
Forest Mountain?
Oh, just for a few hours, Connie.
Well, about the tape recorder, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you'll reconsider, Lucy. You've only given it a week, and I think the kids in Connellsville will love hearing your reports.
I know, Mr. Whitaker, but Connellsville?
Connellsville?
Connellsville. Tell them, Eugene.
Very well. A radio station in Connellsville has expressed interest in broadcasting some of our kids' radio programs. Towards that end, Mr. Whitaker has purchased a microwave dish which will enable us to beam said programs, via translator, to our neighboring community.
So that's what all the hubbub has been about.
Well, yes, and that's why I'm going up to Forest Mountain today. It's where the translator is. You know, Lucy, I'd just love it if our first Connellsville broadcast could include one of your reports. Now, what do you say?
I guess I'll keep trying.
Oh, well, that's the spirit. Well, come on, Eugene. I'm parked around back. Put your bike in the truck, will you, and I'll drop you off on the way out of town.
Yes, sir.
Eugene will be back before I am, Connie, so just hold the fort down until he gets here, will you?
Okay, don't worry about a thing.
Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye, Lucy, and, hey, push the cherries.
Okay, bye. Wow, kids' radio in Connellsville.
Yeah.
Well, for a person who's going to be heard all over the county soon, you sure don't sound very excited. What's the matter?
What's the matter? I still don't know what I'm going to do for a story. That's what's the matter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like the story's just going to walk in through the front door.
Don't look now, but I think one just did.
Connie, is that an Indian?
Well, let's see. Feathers, war paint, blanket, leather clothes, moccasins. Yep, that's an Indian, all right.
I didn't know there were any Indians around Odyssey.
Neither did I.
What do you think he wants?
Whatever it is, I'll bet it'll make a good story. Turn on your tape player.
Yeah, right.
How?
Nah.
Hi. Can I help you?
Hi, Wato Honey. Medicine man, Wataka tribe.
Really?
You owner?
No, I'm Connie from the Kendall tribe.
Congratulations. You own building?
No, I don't. But my boss does.
Boss?
Yeah, you just missed him. John Whitaker. But everybody calls him Whit. He's over...
Connie, what's happening?
I don't know. But if he screams like that again, I'm getting out of here. Excuse me? Excuse me? What are you doing?
Chanting.
Excuse me, why are you chanting?
Part of ritual.
Part of what ritual?
Ritual to awaken curse.
Whoa, hold it, wait a minute! Just what curse are you trying to awaken here?
Curse on honor.
Mr. Whitaker, you're telling us that you're putting a curse on wit?
You got hearing problem?
No, it's just that you can't. I mean, people just don't go around putting curses on each other in this day and age.
Some people do.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
What are we gonna do, Connie? I don't know. This is weird. Excuse me.
What now?
Well, not like I believe any of this or anything, but why are you putting a curse on Wed? I mean, have you ever even met him?
No, have to meet him, owner.
So what?
Many moons ago, land belonged to Indians. Left because settler come. Owner lay claim to land. Brought much bad medicine. Fire stick. Iron horse. Worst of all, brought magic that make voice travel through wire and air.
Magic that did what?
Voice travel great distance. Tell other settlers to come. Push ancestor out. Finally, ancestor pronounce curse on owner. Tribe medicine man come once every generation to renew and awaken.
This has got to be some sort of joke.
I don't think so, Connie. He looks pretty serious.
Oh, great! Now he's throwing dust all over the place. Hey, look, I don't want to be rude, but anything you throw down, I've got to clean up, okay? Now, this has all been really interesting, but enough is enough. I think you better go.
No problem. Finish anyway.
Finished? You mean, that's it? There isn't, like, a second course or anything?
No. Curse now awake. In place.
Sure it is.
You still not, believe?
Frankly, no.
You will, when signs appear.
Signs?
What signs?
4 signs will appear before curse come to pass. Flying horses made of rock. From pit that can swallow man, come pit that man can swallow. Water that is not water, traveling up. Forest comes to building. After these signs appear, when owner make voice fly through air, owner fall through air and die.
Die?
All right, now, that's enough. You really do need to go, now.
I go. Remember signs.
Well, that was nice of him to visit. Hope he drops in again sometime.
Well, looks like I got my story. What do you think all that stuff about voices flying through the air meant?
You're asking me?
You don't believe him, do you?
Of course not. Curses and signs? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, right.
Listen, why don't we both have a glass of lemonade and relax to some music, huh?
Sounds good. What music?
There's a tape right there on the counter. It's by a new group called Pegasus.
Pegasus?
Yeah, they're really good.
What kind of music do they play?
What?
What kind of music do they play?
Soft rock. Are you okay?
Connie, it's the first sign.
What?
A flying horse made of rock. Pegasus is a flying horse, and the album is...
It's made of rock! Oh, boy.
Connie, what should we do?
Pray. Come on.
We'll have more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
After these signs appear, when owner make voice fly through air, owner fall through air and die.
Well, Eugene, what do you think?
I think
These cherries are some of the most succulent I've ever eaten. Have another.
That's it?
We mean the tape, Eugene. What do you think about the tape?
Come now, ladies. Do you mean to tell me that an Indian medicine man actually came in here and pronounced a curse on Mr. Whittaker?
Yes!
But why?
That's what we're hoping you can help us figure out, if you can stop eating cherries long enough.
Just what kind of curse did this gentleman pronounce on our leader?
You mean there's more than one kind?
Well, biblically speaking, certainly. There's the quelal, which means to make something trifling or light, the arar, which is a pronouncement of judgment, the alah, which is the execution of a proper oath.
Will you skip the language lesson? This is your basic, everyday, run-of-the-mill curse where, if it happens, somebody gets hurt. In this case, wit.
Definitely an arar.
Okay, it's an arar. What do you think it means?
Error. Without more empirical data, it's difficult to say. You see, in the realm of science, things like curses are considered balderdash, not to mention poppycock.
But what about the signs?
What about them?
Well, the first one came true, Eugene. Flying horse made of rock. It's the Pegasus album.
Coincidence.
Mr. Whittaker says there's no such thing as a coincidence.
I'm sure even he would agree in this instance.
Well, I'm not so sure, Eugene.
Oh, come now. They're so far-fetched. Now, take the second one, for instance. I mean, can you imagine a man being able to swallow a hole in the crown? It's completely laughable.
Are you okay?
Eugene?
What's the matter?
Wait, he's choking. Eugene, say something.
Oh, I think I'm a little better now, thank you.
What happened?
Well, I guess I... because I broke one of the cardinal rules of etiquette.
So what else is new?
I mean, I was talking with my mouth full and nearly swallowed this cherry pit.
You swallowed a pit? The second sign.
Oh, now, wait just a moment. I think there's a bit of a stretch here.
Think about it, Eugene. Here's a pit that a man can swallow.
And if you were to dig at the tree that the cherry came from, I'll bet it'd make a pit big enough to swallow a man.
Yeah.
But it's... just a...
coincidence?
Excuse me, Eugene.
Huh? Yes, what is it?
I just wanted to let you know that the rigging is all in place. We're ready to hoist the dish up on the roof. Now, you guys are going to hook it up and position it yourselves, right?
That's correct. Do you require my assistance?
Ah, we can handle it.
Then you may proceed.
Thanks.
I don't see how you can deny it, Eugene. You almost swallowed a pit.
I know, but I... just cannot bring myself to believe in such nonsense. There must be a rational explanation.
Part of me hopes you're right. I mean, think of what we're talking about here.
Well, there are still two more signs.
Yeah, but I don't see how either one of them can possibly happen. I mean, water that's not water traveling up? That's impossible.
Oh, my.
What? What is it?
What's the matter, Eugene?
A microwave dish.
What about it?
It's made by Aqueous Technologies.
Aqueous? That means water, doesn't it?
Water-like, actually.
You mean water that's not water? And it's definitely traveling up.
It's the third sign.
No, it just can't be. There must be some reason for this.
Well, if there is, I sure can't think of it.
We need more information. Now, wait. Didn't he say that a medicine man comes once every generation to renew and awaken the curse?
Yeah, so...
so, wouldn't it be interesting to discover the fates of the previous owners of this property?
Yeah. See if there are any records of anything like this happening in the past.
Precisely. Come, Lucille.
Hey, where are you going?
To the Campbell County Community College Computer Library, on the double. Okay. Wits End is located in McAllister Park, so the McAllister family history seems like the best place to start. Ah, here we are.
The McAllisters of Odyssey. Wow, there sure are a lot of them.
Yes, we need something more specific. Did you bring the tape and recorder with you?
Yes.
Good. Let's see if you could find the place where he pronounces the curse.
Okay.
Lay claim to land. Brought much bad medicine. Fire stick. Iron horse.
That's not it.
Wait.
Worst of all, brought magic that make voice travel through wire and air.
Okay, Lucy. Interesting phrasing. Magic that makes voice travel through wire and air. Now see if you can find the curse.
Okay.
After these signs appear, when owner make voice fly through air, owner fall through air and die.
Die?
Yuck! I hate my voice on tape.
Interesting, very interesting.
What?
A hunch, but it may provide just enough of a cross-reference to... Aha! Bingo!
You found something?
Indeed. Look here. In 1850, Higgin McAllister had Odyssey's first telegraph line installed in the church on his property.
I remember Mr. Whitaker telling us that Wits End used to be a church.
Yes, yes, but listen to this. On the day the telegraph was to become operational, Higgin disappeared. They later found his body at the bottom of a cliff on Forest Mountain.
My goodness.
There's more. In 1910, Alban McAllister installed the first telephone switchboard in the Fillmore Recreation Center, a.k.a. Wits End.
What happened to Alban?
Well, let me see. The day the switchboard was turned on, he met an untimely end when he accidentally plunged from the top of a flagpole.
Flagpole?
Oh, well, flagpole sitting was quite the rage back then.
How weird. They both died by falling.
Yes, but what's even more odd is that they both seem to have expired on the very days when Odyssey made great advances in communications.
I'm not following you.
Remember what the medicine man said? The settlers brought magic that made voices travel through wire and air. We have the wire right here, telegraph and telephone. As for the air...
Kids' radio!
Precisely! Now, link that with the curse.
When owner make voice fly through air, owner fall through air. That means when Mr. Whitaker turns on the microwave dish... Eugene, we've got to get back there right now!
I hope they get back soon. This is giving me the willies. Oh, brother. Now who's that? Why do all the weirdos pick this building to pace up and down in front of? Uh-oh. He's going around to the side. Well, better go see what he wants.
Hello, I'm back. I stopped by Acquiesce Technologies on the way in. They said they delivered the dish. Eugene? Connie? Hey, anybody home? Well, her bike and her purse are still here, so she couldn't have gone too far. Looks like the place is pretty quiet, so I'm going to go up and see my new microwave dish.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
I'm the radio station manager from Connellsville. I came to see your new microwave dish.
Oh... Well, listen, Witt should be back any minute if you want to come inside and wait, Mr.
Forrest, Nathan Forrest.
Forrest? Your name is Forrest?
Connie!
Miss Kendall!
Oh, Eugene! Lucy! It's the fourth sign!
What do you mean?
The fourth sign!
Where?
What? Right there! That man! His name is Forrest! Forrest comes to building! The fourth sign!
Oh, no!
Where's Mr. Whitaker?
I don't think he's back yet!
Hello!
Mr. Whitaker!
Hi, Eugene, Connie. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Witt.
Come on up. I'm just about to hook up the dish.
No!
No, don't do it, Mr. Whitaker. Come on, we've got to stop him.
Well, you're all just in time. I was just going to throw the switch.
No, don't do it, Witt!
Get away from the ledge!
Don't worry, I'll save you, Mr. Whitaker.
Eugene!
Good grief, he threw himself right over the ledge!
Help!
Eugene, thank God for that awning. Hang on, Eugene, we're coming.
Hurry!
Connie, that rope. Nathan, give me a hand here.
Right, Witt.
Here you go, Witt.
Grab onto the rope, Eugene. That's it. Wrap it around your arm. Around your arm.
All right.
All right, everybody now, pull up. There.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I believe so.
Eugene Melsner, are you out of your mind? What's the big idea of jumping at me that way? You're trying to get us both killed?
Well, no, actually, I was trying to prevent you from jumping, Mr. Whitaker.
Jumping? Well, what made you think I was going to jump?
It was my fault, Witt.
No, it wasn't. It was mine.
No, neither one of you was to blame.
No, it
was
me.
Hold it.
Hold it. I didn't mean to do this.
Hold it! I want everybody downstairs now. This sounds like it's going to be a whale of a tale, and I don't want to miss any of it.
Oh, Eugene, I'm so sorry.
That scared me so much when you were doing...
Now, let me get this straight. Because of this guy on this tape and the research you did, you all actually thought I was cursed?
Well, yeah.
Can you believe these people, Nate?
Well, actually, Whit, I think I can. A little. You know who you got on that tape, don't you?
Who?
David Timmick.
Timmick? As of Timmick the Mimic?
That's the one.
Ooh, well, now it's beginning to make sense.
Could you pass a little bit of it this way?
David Timmick does a kid's show on my station called Timmick the Mimic. He's very bright and is excellent with accents and playing characters. He can make you believe he's just about anybody. Well, when he heard that we were planning to air some of your programs, he saw it as competition. I guess he concocted this scheme hoping you wouldn't turn your microwave dish on.
But he aligned everything up so well historically.
Yeah, and how did he come up with the signs?
My guess is that he made them up as he went along.
He saw the cherries and came up with the pit. And your tape was lying on the counter when I left this morning, Connie.
Aqueous Technologies is the only company around here that sells microwave dishes. And he knew I'd be over here as soon as you got your equipment.
This is really embarrassing.
Oh, don't let it get to you. You've been fooled by one of the best. Speaking of which, I need to have a long talk with him. You want to pursue this any further, Whit? Legally, I mean?
No. I guess there was no real harm done. I'll leave it in your hands, Nathan.
Okay, Whit. I'll see you later, all right?
Okay, bye, Nathan.
Bye.
And thanks for everything.
Whit?
No, don't say anything. And by the way, I disagree with Nathan. I think you all should let this get to you, at least for a little while. I can't believe that you were all fooled by such a simple trick. Didn't it occur to any of you that modern Indians don't use words like fire stick and iron horse? None of you remember that I don't own this land, just the building? Did you remember that? Eugene, in all that research you did, didn't it cross your mind even once to check and see if there are any Indians actually living in this area?
Well...
Or to see if that tribe even exists? And you too. After all we've been through together spiritually, to fall for something like this, it's like you've gone back to square one. You should know that only God can truly curse anything. Jesus took away the power of any other curse on us when he died on the cross.
We know, Whit, but sometimes the simplest things are the easiest to forget. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Likewise.
Well, it's all right. Come on now, let's get this place back to normal.
Excellent.
For the very idea that I am cursed to fall. Whoa!
Whoa! Are you all right?
Gotcha.
You know, even though most of us here in Odyssey are believers, there's no denying that there are strange, evil, and unseen forces at work in the world around us. The Bible even talks about them in Ephesians 6:12. But like we heard in today's adventure, Jesus is our greatest, best, and only real defense and shield against them. If you love him and let him live in your heart, you never have to worry about things like curses. Instead, you can take comfort in the words from 1 John 4:4. Greater is he who is within you than he who is within the world. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.